Welcome to Your Family's Health. This is Joan Buckley from the Department of Nursing here, right here anyway, at Nassau Community College. And Your Family's Health is a program that we bring to you to focus on issues of healthcare and the resources that are available to you here in Nassau County. On the show, we will be speaking to experts from around the country, and we want to bring you up to date to current healthcare issues and trends that are right here in Nassau County. So today, we're going to be speaking to Ruth Ragusa, who is an RN and Vice President of Organizational Effectiveness and Patient Safety from South Nassau Community Hospital. So if you want to know more about how to stay healthy in Nassau County, stay tuned for the next half hour to 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College. So welcome to the show, Ruth Ragusa. Now, Ruth, you're an RN. Everybody thinks women are great RNs, but it's a totally different field now. And obviously, the position that you hold at South Nassau is kind of a new one, or it's evolved anyway. So can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? What brought you to nursing is always what people want to know, because if you're not a nurse, you don't know how people can be nurses. Mm-hmm. So what brought you that far?
Well, I believe that it's been a wonderful profession in terms of having the opportunity to meld science as well as caring. And I was drawn to nursing because of that. And it's been a wonderful profession and a wonderful opportunity to use your skills, learn what's appropriate in terms of scientific care, and mesh that together with a caring manner and caring for patients.
Now, when you were younger, did you know you would be a nurse? Like, were you one of those candy stripers?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. From early on, at 14 years old, I became the candy striper and really was very clear about what I wanted to do. And I was very fortunate in that regard. Unlike some folks today, our young people today are just not quite clear about where they want to be.
Well, there's so much to be. I mean, I'm still going through that. What do I want to be when I finish? But so how was your path through it? Because I know nursing's tough and people just don't know which path to go. You know, there are LPNs, RNs, mm-hmm. associate degree, master's. How did your path go?
Well, actually, I started at a community college.
Oh, whoa.
I went to Bronx Community College.
Okay.
And my first job then was at Lutheran Medical Center in Brooklyn. And I knew early on that I wanted to pursue an advanced degree, but I thought I got a good education at the community college, got me into the workforce. And soon after working about a year, I continued my education for my bachelor's degree.
How did you get to South Nassau Community Hospital? Are you a Long Islander?
Well, relatively recently, I guess. I've been in Long Island about 18 years.
Okay.
And at that point, I was looking for an opportunity to pursue employment on Long Island. And I had visited South Nassau with family members, a number of years ago. And there was an opportunity that came up in terms of looking at quality and safety, which really intrigued me, so that I pursued that opportunity at South Nassau.
Now that you're in administration and you have been a bedside nurse, and I'm sure like all of us, you do it for a long time, and then you see there's another part to nursing and healthcare in general that you need to be part of. How did you make that transition from bedside nursing? Was it difficult to let go of that patient contact?
You certainly miss it. I mean, that's certainly the rewarding part of nursing, is having that individual patient contact. But I felt that I would have an opportunity to impact on a larger group being involved in the administrative end. And that really has proven to be the case. You have the opportunity to impact on more people as opposed to one at a time, and then influence and mentor the younger nurses that are coming out. And it was it's really very rewarding to be able to do that.
Now, this position of organizational effectiveness vice president, how long has that been around? Did it have another term before it became? Because that sounds very official. And then patient safety is really key. It's the outcome we all want. But when did that become your title?
I would say about 8 or 10 years ago. It's always been under the umbrella of quality, okay. performance improvement. But when healthcare organizations were really held accountable for their quality and how they perform, and certainly today, as it's linked to reimbursement and looking at how hospitals are paid for value and not just quantity, we really identified the need to look at our performance. Are we being effective in ensuring that we're performing at a level that meets all of those goals? So I think it's a much broader focus and looks at quality, safety in a broader context.
Now, when you come to work every day, you're looking at all of South Nassau Community Hospital. So you're looking at the big picture. When you have a nurse orientate or anyone come and do an orientation service at South Nassau Community Hospital, what's the first thing you tell them to get them on board with this? You know, it's a quality piece. It's more than that. It's what's going to keep your hospital above all the others. It's going to keep your hospital functioning in the community. You're going to be more respected. What's the first thing you tell them to try to get them on board? Because, you know, they could be blinded by the big picture when they're new at this.
Well, I think that's important. And all of our new employees attend our hospital-wide orientation program. And one of the first things that is included in the welcome is this discussion either by myself or other leaders that speak about our mission, our vision, and our values, and how quality is paramount in what we do. We certainly use the old analogy of treating others as you would have them be treated yourself. And ensuring that we really bring home the focus is that we treat every patient like they're our family member. So I think that starts from the first day that someone enters South Nassau.
Do you think they're a little intimidated when they're opening opening a new job? They go to orientation, and here comes all the administration. And yet, I have never felt that way about any of the administrators mm-hmm. from South Nassau. They seem very, very approachable and things like that. Do you find anybody that's intimidated when they find you're from quality? Like, I think hiding that quality word kind of does take a little bit of the weight off of you, because then people are a little, I think, going to approach you a little bit differently.
Yeah,
quality's scary. The word, you know, because then you're meeting a number or a standard, mm-hmm. and if you're new, especially, you want to meet all the standards. But being new, it's just not realistic that you know mm-hmm. you're where everybody else is.
Right. Well, we certainly support them and tell them that you know they're going to get the proper training and support that they need to carry that quality forward. But I think it's important to set the expectation is that you're joining a quality organization, and that you need to provide good quality as an individual. And that at the end of the day, we're all responsible for what we provide and do, and we want to make sure that that message comes out early from the first day. Having the administrative team being part of that, I think, makes them more approachable. Mm. We certainly have an open door policy, and that begins by the first day, so that people should be able to know who the administrative staff are, see them in the hall, say hello. We're out and about making rounds. I don't think you can lead from the distance. You have to lead from the trenches.
So when you make your rounds, could you just explain that a little bit? What does that mean, making rounds, and how has that been very positive in getting your outcomes where you want them to be?
Well, absolutely. We make rounds in all areas where patients are for two purposes. One, certainly to meet patients, check in with them and say, how are things going? Is there anything we can do for you? What's been, how's your experience has been so far? And as well as rounding on the staff and making sure that they have the tools that they need to do their job. And we do these rounds on all shifts so that the night shift isn't forgotten, and the weekend folks, you know, who may not see us as much as the folks do during the week. So really, it's ensuring that the staff know who you are and that you're there to support them, and make sure that they have whatever they need to do their job.
Now, you have an extensive orientation or a very nice orientation for your new nurses and your new staff, because it's not just about nursing when we're talking about quality. Who are the other people that you try to hone in on? I mean, the medical staff is important, but I know you can't do your job as a nurse without everybody on board, and that includes your environmental and your
absolutely.
Your patient care associates and things like that.
Absolutely. Patient safety and quality is a multidisciplinary team.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't have one without the other. So that all of our training and all of our improvement efforts are always built around everyone who's involved in the process. So we have environmental services people at the table. You have your respiratory therapist and radiology staff. Anyone who is involved in improving a process is at the table. They all play an important role. And physicians as well. Obviously, they're an important part of the team. And everything we do is built around a team approach. All of our improvement teams, committees and steering committees and so forth are all designed with having both a physician leader and generally a nursing leader or another leader within the other appropriate department.
Now, you sound like a nurse, okay? So how did the transition occur, leaving the bedside, going to administration? How did being at the bedside prepare you to be an administrator?
Well, I think it's important to understand the work of the nurse. When I first came to nursing, I worked in a med-surg unit as a new graduate, again, to gain some experience. After that, I always had an interest in intensive care and spent a year in the intensive care unit. And then I went to the emergency room. I always enjoyed change and the variety that the emergency room brings, as well as the need for good assessment skills. I really enjoyed that. So I spent about 5 years as the manager and a nurse in the emergency room. And after that, I became the director for critical care and combined my experience in both ICU and the emergency room and other areas. And I did that for about 10 years and then moved into quality. It was a natural bridge because everything that you do is couched in quality. Quality and patient safety is threaded throughout everything as a nurse. So I believe that moving into the area of patient safety, I was able to understand what the nurse experienced as well as what the patient experienced.
Now, what did when you come talking about quality, to me as a nurse and everything, it's the documentation. How did you sell the increased documentation to your nursing staff and to your ancillary? Because it seems everybody is responsible for their actions. So how did you sell the increased documentation as a part of the safety mission or goal of South Nassau mm-hmm. Community Hospital?
Well, I can't tell you it's an easy sell.
It's not an easy sell.
It is a hard sell because staff want to spend time with patients.
Yeah.
And absolutely, that's the best place where they should be.
And they blame it on documentation,
absolutely.
The reason they can't.
Right. Well, what I think is important is understanding what the documentation does. It's a vehicle for communication. And one of the main things that is always identified as a failure when poor outcomes occur is usually attributed to a lack of communication or better communication. So when you understand that the documentation helps facilitate that, people appreciate it a lot more.
Yeah. This is the perfect time for a break. You are listening to Your Family's Health on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College. This is Joan Buckley, and we've been talking to Ruth Ragosa from South Nassau Community Hospital, and we're going to talk about it, a few more things that are going on over there after this short break.
If you would like a podcast of today's program, go to itunes.ncc.edu. Once again, that is itunes.ncc.edu. And click on WHPC.
WHPC.
Welcome back to Your Family's Health. This is Joan Buckley, and we've been talking with Ruth Ragusa, who's the Vice President of Organizational Effectiveness over at South Nassau's Community Hospital in Oceanside. So we want to welcome back Ruth. And before the break, we were talking about the challenges of quality care and quality outcomes for patients in Nassau County and everywhere, and the increased documentation that's necessary. And we were talking a little bit about how difficult it is to get people to understand. But what you said, Ruth, was so important is communication. And in healthcare, I think that's something that is like key at every level. And have you ever had someone come back to you and say, this was great. I'm so glad I went to this class on documentation. It makes it so much clearer what my role is and the importance. Have you ever had anyone come back? I mean, you know it's important.
Absolutely. I think when people understand why is key. You can't provide direction and tell people do this, do that, or whatever without understanding the why behind it, because that's what people will remember and that's what people will support, because they understand that it's important and how it impacts on patient care. So that is really key in communicating that message.
But are people knocking on your door saying, thank you very much for that lunch and learn on communication and documentation? I mean, it's endless. And I totally agree with you. And I think now with nurses coming in, they're more, plus we have technology, mm-hmm. and they're very tech savvy. But it is, I think, and having been through it for 30 years, I think it is better communication all around with the things that we've implemented and that you've implemented over at South Nassau Community Hospital. Now, South Nassau, you guys have received a host of quality and safety awards, and one of them you got from the Leapfrog Group, right? You were the top performer as rated by Joint Commission. What is the Leapfrog Group? How are they related to hospitals and healthcare?
Well, the Leapfrog Group is really a consortium of employers and other community advocacy group that have put out a series of standards by which they're judging hospitals. And they give letter grades of A, B, or C.
And you got A.
And we got an A.
You got an A.
Right.
Now, how about the Joint Commission? That's very big. And I see that a lot of hospitals are looking for magnet status. You have it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
What does that mean?
Just back to the Joint Commission, as top performers, obviously the Joint Commission is a very large accrediting organization that accredits over 3,000 hospitals throughout the United States. And again, they set the bar a standard, and every hospital is surveyed and judged according to those standards. And in particular, top performing on a lot of what's called core measures, so that we can ensure that if someone comes in with a heart attack, or if somebody comes in with pneumonia, or someone has a surgical procedure, that all of those patients get a prescribed set of protocols. Is that obviously if you come in with your heart attack, you need your aspirin on arrival. And if you come in with pneumonia, you need your antibiotic within an hour. So it's ensuring that all of the patients all of the time get that same protocol. And so we have been identified as a top performer, which means that we met a high standard for the whole year and recognized by the Joint Commission as a top performer. And there's, as I understand, there's only about 10% of the hospitals in the nation that have met that goal, that participate in the Joint Commission.
Now, you're a community hospital, so this obviously is a real benefit to the community. And is your community age group, is it young families to older families, or do you find that it's an older population? What's the community like over there?
We certainly have a wide range of community. Again, as you mentioned, from the very young to the very old, and in particular, the very old. I mean, you know, we do have a lot of our patients that are in the what's called, I guess, the older group, which is kind of 85 to...
I don't know that group yet. I'm not there.
Certainly we provide services for the full gamut. We have wonderful family programs and programs for pediatrics. And in fact, we're probably one of the very few hospitals in the county that still has an inpatient pediatric unit besides, obviously, the specialty hospitals.
You're right. You are one of the few.
Yes.
Now, what is this magnet status, and what did it mean to South Nassau Community Hospital when you got it? Because it doesn't come overnight. It comes from a very planned educational process and informing everybody,
yes,
and getting everybody on board and expecting certain criteria. So could you explain a little bit about the magnet?
Magnet is primarily awarded for hospitals that meet, again, very stringent standards for nursing. And really what it looks at is empowering the nurses to really take ownership of their care and through councils, through having a shared governance process, so that they really have a voice in the say in the care that they provide and to patients. There are very few hospitals that are able to meet that standard. And the term magnet, obviously, it attracts good nurses. And that's really where that whole concept came from, is that a nurse would love to work in a magnet hospital because it allows her to perform professionally and uses her skill, knowledge, and expertise and being part of the professional practice of nursing in that hospital.
Now, you mentioned councils, and I have an idea of what the councils are, but maybe the listening audience needs to know that when they're in hospital for anything, whatever, you know, they have to go to the hospital for, and we don't want anyone to go to the hospital. But how would you explain to them that the care they're getting depends on sometimes input from this council? So what's a council? What's an example of a council that would relate to them?
Well, each unit has a council that's representative of the nurses on that particular unit. Nurses, nursing educators are a part of that as well. And they look at the science of nursing, and they look at the literature and ensure that the things that they're doing are best practices. And when necessary, they participate in research and identify improvement in nursing practice so that at the end of the day, the patient benefits from good nursing practice.
Is there an example where a council had something really good to present to you in quality, or something that really was like light and you said, you know, I haven't thought of that? I mean, you're the administrator, you're over everything, but they're the people right on the forefront. Is there anything that they've come up with and worked towards that has really made an impact on South Nassau's care? CHF, I think I've heard that you have a really good team that have made some changes in the congestive heart failure patients.
Yes, absolutely. I think one of the areas where we've excelled in has been in patient education.
Okay.
Because when patients understand their care and how to better care for themselves, I think that's key in keeping them out of the hospital as well as improving on the quality of their life. So for heart failure patients in particular, our nurses have developed what we call the various zones, and that you want to be in the green zone as opposed to being in the yellow zone or the red zone. And what does that mean? That means that patients are educated in terms of monitoring their weight, so that if they gain 2 pounds within 2 days,
zone,
they go into the yellow zone. And if they gain more, then they go into the red zone. And when do they need to call their physician? Maybe they might need adjustments in their medication, of course, following a particular diet. So the nurses really develop this whole program and training heart failure patients on how to self-manage their care so that, as I said, improves the quality of their life as well as keeping them out of the hospital and keeping them in better health.
Now, you talked about input from staff. Mm-hmm. How about input from patients? What changes are made from the input from the patients?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, patients certainly are key. They give us feedback on what works and what doesn't work. And again, in this same example of heart failure, we call patients after discharge, and we call them not just one time, but we call them for a couple of weeks to ensure that they fully understand their instructions. And then we learn back, well, you know, this worked well within the first week, but the second week, you know, we seem to see that that education kind of drops off, and that we know that we need to do some reinforcement 2 to 3 weeks after discharge. So feedback from patients have told us where we need to improve in that particular area.
Now, it's getting close to the end of the show, and I know that as a community hospital, this extends out into the community. So your home care
absolutely.
Staff is also pulled into all of the same goals that your main hospital has. But if you were to give the listening audience a couple of words, not necessarily about South Nassau, but it could be about South Nassau's Community Hospital, about, you know, the safety piece and how it's not just don't fall. It involves really their ownership of whatever's going on. Is there anything you'd want them to know?
Well, I would say that each patient is really a partner in their health care, and that it's great to ask questions, to be prepared, to come with your notes, and even to come with an advocate with you so that you can listen and understand fully what your directions are in terms of caring for yourself, and that it's okay to ask questions. You shouldn't feel that you're imposing or that, you know, they're busy. Yes, everyone's busy, but it's important that really you understand your health care and be a partner in it, and not just be a passive, but really be an active partner in your own health care.
The advocate piece I loved. Now, we want to thank our guest, Ruth Ragusa, an RN and Vice President of Organizational Effectiveness and Patient Safety from South Nassau Community Hospital, for being with us today, and that was a mouthful. But we also want to thank you, our listening audience, for being with Your Family's Health.
This brings an end to another edition of Your Family's Health on 90.3 FM, the voice of Nassau Community College. If you would like a podcast of today's program, go to itunes.ncc.edu and click on WHPC. Joan Buckley is Professor of Nursing at Nassau Community College. Your comments are always welcome at WHPC@ncc.edu. This program was produced at the studios of WHPC 90.3 on the campus of Nassau Community College. Join us again next week for another edition of Your Family's Health.